Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is February the 26th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 16 to 18. Four blessings for reading God's word daily. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 to 20 like this, the words of Moses. Also it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book, from the one before the priest, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law, and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. The above passage is part of God's instructions through Moses concerning the principles governing the future kings of Israel. Given the fact that the Israelites had not entered the promised land yet and had not established a kingdom yet, it refers to a time in the future that God knew and Moses prophesied about kings ruling over Israel. One of the first acts of the newly formed king of Israel was that he himself would write down for himself in his own words a copy of the Old Testament laws or Torah. This is obviously a difficult task for the king to undertake. To do so, he may have to sit for days together and copy each and every law that God gave to Israel through Moses. What God knew before time existed, which we are still learning, is that we tend to remember what we read, hear, and write them down ourselves separately. Journaling is an integral spiritual discipline for any serious believer who wants to grow daily in spiritual maturity. Obviously, the requirement of the king was not only to copy the Torah by his own hand, but to read the laws of God on a daily basis and then carefully observe all the words of this law and statutes. By continually spending time with the law, the king was to become a model for his people. By reading and obeying God's law, the king would be reminded that he was to be a man of the people. He was no different from anyone else, except that God had chosen him to guide the nation in righteousness. Four key blessings are further promised to the king who would daily read God's words and observe God's law diligently in his personal life. Number one, he would learn to fear God. Number two, he would remain humble. Number three, he would follow God's ways. And number four, he would prolong his kingdom through his children. This word is applicable to our lives today since we are God's royal priesthood. The same blessings that God promised the kings of Israel would be available to us as well as his word transcends time and generations. Let us also read God's word daily, observe it diligently, and let it abide in our hearts in order to avail all the blessings from God. If we do that, this is what our Lord Jesus has promised for us in the Gospel of John chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.